This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
GR Sports Radio 550 presents.
Tell everybody that even though my company specializes in giant monsters attacking things, we had absolutely nothing to do with these giant monster attacks. Also, fire our PR guy.
Sports Talk Saturday.
I'm the PR guy, sir.
Well, good, because you're going to have lots of public relations when you're out there on the street with the public. Because fired.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
That's a new one. Welcome into Sports Talk Saturday. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali here with you. And what is going to be just one of those days. Welcome to one of, I guess, the dog days of off season, so to say, where nothing happens and we got to find out ways to talk about nothing, right, Joe?
Yeah, finding something out of nothing. You know, as always, I'm looking outside at snow.
We might have a connection issue with one Joe Cali. So, how things end up going with this is, like, when it comes to the off season, everything like that, sometimes there's not a lot going on. Sometimes there's not a lot that one can think about, one can worry about. And you just find your way through it all. Luckily, though, the Bills, there is some stuff to talk about in this sense. James Cook asking for $15 million per season, which is his right as a player. He should be asking for whatever he feels he is capable of being paid. But also that Super Bowl, man. I've never felt more vindicated in a take in my life, I think, than after watching that Super Bowl. Because over the past couple weeks on this show, we have been more or less on this. Do they need to make a trade for a defensive superstar, and in particular a pass rusher? Given the Bills' track record with drafting at defensive end and how relatively unsuccessful they have been in bringing in that talent. Even the idea, though, the Von Miller signing, it looked like it was a great idea. Guess what? Unfortunately, there was some bad luck that got put into that. Because he gets hurt halfway through his first year. He looks like he's the guy that should be as productive as he is, and then he gets injured. That should never stop you from trying that kind of move again, though, because I've seen what this regime does with their acumen with drafting defensive ends to a point where I don't know if I need to worry about that right away. I would like a player that can, at the very least, have that track record, you go get them, and you make it happen that way. I do think, though, that there's a lot to be said about what that Eagles team was and how they were one of the most talented defenses put together over the course of several years. Unfortunately, the Bills don't have time for that. They do not have time to wait several years to put together one of these great defenses and even fall as low as picking ninth. The Bills are never going to get to that point because they have Josh Allen. And now I think we've got Joe Kelly back.
Yes, I'm floating out here in the metaverse somewhere, if you can't tell.
That's interesting. That's unfortunate.
You've got me dealing with some health stuff, so you know we're out there floating around. I'm staring at snow outside as we're getting that impending winter weather. But yeah, you're right. I mean, Josh Allen's the guy. He's if you've got him at the center of your team, you're in good shape for the most part. And we are in the dog days of the off season, and you know it's just as fast as the season comes, it goes, right? And we're sitting here now post Super Bowl. Getting ready for baseball season in a lot of ways, getting ready to watch the final stretch of the hockey season.
Yeah.
And we're here.
So a couple of things about that, Joe, because you wanted to bring up something interesting. Just like a nonsense content kind of thing.
Yeah.
But before that, I will say, A, it does not help that the Sabres are not helping again.
No, they're not helping.
They're not helping
whatsoever.
Last place in the Eastern Conference, and it's like, come on, anything. But there's a lot of excitement around the Four Nations tournament, and I'm very, very happy about that. And again, the other thing about it is the vindication that I felt after watching that Super Bowl was, okay, you know what we've been talking about the last 2 weeks, Joe? That. Exactly that. We need that. Give me that.
Yes, that.
Pass rusher. Sounds great. Josh Sweat, 2.5 sacks. Yes, give me that. I want that. Give me that. Vindication. Vindication 1,000% of the way. But, Joe, you were mentioning, though, that on the way in, you were out and about, and something had irritated you to a point where you just had to bring it up with me.
Yeah, so last night, okay, this has been an overarching issue, right? Even for months, my past year, I would say, I've really noticed this. And that's the movie-going experience, right? I did go to see the new Captain America last night. Non-spoiler review. It was good. Not great. Not bad. I think everyone who's a Marvel fan should go watch it. It was solid.
Good. Good.
But the common theme, no matter what movie, I saw Mufasa, right? I took a shot on that one. That was pretty good. Others, Deadpool, Wolverine, just any movie in the past year you could point to that was in theaters that I had an interest in seeing when I went. The theater-going experience was god-awful because people... And I don't mean to sound like a boomer, but people do not stop talking. They have no respect for the movie theater anymore. The sanctity of the movie theater is no more. And I'm done. I'm so frustrated by it. Now, the tickets aren't cheap either, mind you. Now, yeah. Especially if you want to sit in a good spot on a Friday night, they upcharge for the middle of the theater. So I'm paying an upcharge fee already to go see a movie. That who knows if it's going to be good? Who knows if it's actually going to be worth the money?
Yeah.
And then you got people jibber-jabbering all around you, cell phone lights out of the corner of your eye, flashes, everything. And then just having their own conversations. And I'm not one anyway for people chewing with their mouths open. I think that's just, what are you doing in society if you're doing that? But I get it. Movie snacks are not quiet, like popcorn. There's going to be a crunch. It's the cow chewing after the crunch. Right,
it's the cow chewing after the crunch.
The whole concept of going to a movie is gone. It's gone. I'd rather wait till it comes out on home video. I really would. Digital. I'd rather watch it on my own TV.
Actually, kind of makes sense because the last time I went to a movie theater, it was our friend Ryan and I. We went to go watch Lord of the Rings: War of the Rohirrim, and we went. At like Friday afternoon at 2:00, we'd both taken the day and we're just like, screw it. It's the day after Christmas. And it's like, why are we bothering going to work? I'm just going to take the day off, whatever. And
right.
Yeah, it was the Friday after Christmas, which was on a Wednesday this year or last year. To a point where it's like, all right, yeah, no, screw it. Let's go to the movie theater. You don't have to deal with anyone there. Nobody, like, who is there at 2:00 on a Friday on a work week? I dealt with zero of those problems that you're talking about. But you're probably right, because of the fact that there's also an entire generation of people that movie theaters were taken away from them.
At a young age.
At a young age, so they don't know how to act. And yeah. I don't know if that's necessarily, you know, just circumstantial at this point. But at the same time, stop talking. And yeah. I do it too. Let's be like, I'll admit something. I do it too. But I'll talk in a quiet volume to myself or to a person that's with me. Yes. Just like lean over to them and go, oh, that was actually pretty, that was pretty neat.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, or, something. And yeah. It's under your breath. It's yes. Not loudly spoken. These people behind me were speaking at normal speaking volume. Like, oh my God, look. Oh my God, look at this. This was awesome. I wanted to flip out of the back of my recliner chair and just stand in front of them and shush them. Like, in all seriousness, I haven't been this heated. And, you know, it's the dog days of the off season, right? I haven't been this heated.
Football off season, yes.
Yes. But I wasn't even this heated when the Bills lost. I wasn't even this heated. Like, this is really grinding my gears to the point where every time I go to a movie, I just know I'm going to get sat next to loud people or sat in front of loud people.
I feel like
someone who doesn't respect it, you know?
So here's the thing. You also watched a movie that had also just come out that was highly anticipated.
Yes.
So you're going to get the most people. And the most people means the higher chances of the most obnoxious people.
Mm-hmm. But, like I said,
I'm not victim blaming here. However, it sounds like you need to pick better times to go to movies.
Well, here's the thing, okay? I mentioned that last night capped off a Valentine's Day thing. So, like, that was a
oh, my God, yes. Yesterday was dude, you got what was coming to you.
Yes. Yeah, so, anyway. But it wasn't even a couple doing it. It was just, like, these five dudes, right?
Oh, I know. I'm still saying it's a night where, it's a Friday night, and it is a highly anticipated movie that just came out. Like I said, it's a higher chance of getting the most obnoxious people.
Right. So, my point, though, I did see Mufasa, as I mentioned, right?
Yes.
That had been out for close to a month.
Okay. And you still got the same stuff.
The two, there were probably five of us total in the movie theater.
Where are you going?
My girlfriend and I. It's the AMC right across from where we work. And it was the small theater.
Is it always that place?
No, sometimes it's the one in downtown Buffalo right across from Shays.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. I'm like, is there a consistency issue going on here with like a certain theater and people are just talking wherever they want in that place? I just wanted to make sure of that.
No. It's not. I'm not a big blame the public guy, but this is like, I've gone at the different times in the different places, the different movies, and the same experience. There's always, even though there are five people, two out of the five were just jibber-jabbering the whole time. And it's not like a laugh. It's not like a good comment. It's just I'm going to totally just play-by-play this movie in the back of the auditorium. And it's like, why? Why are we doing this? Why did I pay money for this?
Yeah, you had to get that off your chest, man.
I had to, yes. I did have to.
Yes.
It was getting me.
So I say pick better times to go to the movie theater because I feel like we're going to have a hard time telling people, be quiet.
Yeah, even though the entire opening part before Nicole Kidman shows up is literally, be quiet, don't text, don't ruin the movie. And people just continue to ruin the movie. So, you know. We'll see.
Well,
sorry,
I'm sorry that happened to you. Well, I mean, we were kind of just getting. I was just kind of getting going on business to start, like just the introductory to the day, and usually the bant has some nonsense to it. So I wouldn't say you derailed anything. I think you did it exactly how we intend to at times. Like there is always like this podcast moment that we always end up having because life happens, and I feel like sometimes that needs to be said. Because it's a week after the Super Bowl already, and I don't need to go into that game.
No.
Mostly because my original intention was to not watch it. However, I do have a job to do, so I did watch it begrudgingly.
Mm-hmm. And you saw the Chiefs just get their face smacked.
And I was more irritated as I was watching it because I'm like, the Bills cannot ever solve getting a pass rush. Why? Why? Why?
No. They were rushing with four the entire time, and they got there.
Yeah. And so I was getting more and more angry about that, but
I do have one question for you.
Yeah.
Commercial-wise, a little disappointed.
I didn't notice anything about them.
Seal on the Mountain Dew commercial was the only one that I was like, okay, this is a home run.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? That one where he's actually a seal?
Yep.
And he's singing Kiss from a Lime instead of the Rose or whatever?
So, honestly, I was kind of, like, for the start of it, I was definitely checked out.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much all it was. I got a little irritated about the Bills' lack of pass rush, and then it became, oh, all right, this is fun. Because the Chiefs don't ever have this happen to them where they get beat down constantly like this. It's not very frequent. So I did enjoy it for what it was. But that said, it's not an accident that the peak of the numbers came halfway through the second quarter. Because that's the pick six.
Yeah, right.
People are flocking to their TVs going, hang on, what's going on?
Yeah. Cooper DeJean brought people back.
Yes, that's pretty much what happened here.
With that awful score bug.
That's bad. And that's we're going to be seeing that next year.
Yeah, how did they think that was an improvement?
Yeah, it looks like...
That looks like Little League football, like on yes. the just YouTube stream. Like, that's what that looks like.
Yes, that is exactly what that looks like. Generic as generic gets.
Pee-wee football. Like, I think bad. Little League's baseball, but...
The only way it could have been funnier is if that font is in Comic Sans.
It should have been. At that point, I would have been okay with it. I think I would have just come to terms with it. But no, it was terrible.
But the only thing that I really took away from that game, like the real thing I took away from that game, is guess. Go get yourself that premier pass rusher. I am now just dug in at that point. And I know here at the station, last year we had a wide receiver train.
We were on the caboose of that for most of the offseason.
Can't stop, won't stop. Mm-hmm. This year, I've hopped on into an entirely different train. And that is the pass rusher train. Give me that pass rusher. Through hell or high water. I'm not worried about the cost. Obviously, context being needed, you do need to make sure you're paying the appropriate price to acquire someone. But give me a guy. Give me a Trey Hendrickson. Give me a Max Crosby. Give me a Myles Garrett. Give me a Micah Parsons. Go get
the
me Josh Sweat.
The pass rusher express.
Yes. And, like, I'm sitting next to the old wide receiver big board here. I think on the other side of it, I'm going to write in Sharpie defensive end big board. Because
just
that would
spin
be,
it that way and see if anyone picks it out.
Yeah, just like writing it in Sharpie. It's not even good.
No.
It's a blank canvas on the other side. I can get away with it, right?
I mean, is it? Yeah, I don't think you could see through. So there's a way they could turn it back around. The duality of the big board, if you will.
The duality of big boards is now I'm over here. I'm just dug in. But the difference is... I think the Bills need to add that veteran player. And Joe, disagree with me if you need to. But for me, it is, I've seen Brandon Bean and the Bills scouting department and how they have drafted at defensive end. And I'm sold on the fact that they need to get that Von Miller-esque acquisition again of a premier established pass rusher who can do you major damages on opposing quarterbacks.
Yeah, and I think the Super Bowl is evident of that. What Philly was able to do against the Chiefs and what you were not able to accomplish against the Chiefs.
It's just normal. It's normal quarterback behavior that if you're getting battered in the pocket, you're going to make bad decisions. That is literally how it works in football. And What have I been saying, Joe? Your pass coverage is married to your pass rush. And the last game of Buffalo's seasons constantly is asking for a divorce. And I'm not saying that just to be clever. I'm not saying it just to be just to be kind of funny with it. No, I'm saying it because what I'm watching is the pass rush is not getting there. Therefore, the secondary struggles. And it was against a Chiefs line that was probably what I'd call below average.
Yeah. Yeah, it is below average. Again, what I look at, and I you know it's a one-game sample size, but the Eagles were able to get there with four. That tells you everything you need to know.
It tells you everything you need to know.
Because I said it last week, and I know we had callers that disagreed, but for lack of a better term, we're a Myles Garrett, we're a Max Crosby away from winning the Super Bowl. Or going to the Super Bowl, excuse me. I'm not going to say winning because you don't know what's going to happen with the NFC team. But
yes,
if you had Myles Garrett on that Bills defensive line, making Patrick Mahomes' life miserable
should be your number one objective.
Yes, absolutely. You should take that Bills-Chiefs game. That is the best sample you can look at and be like, okay, what do we need to do? 13 seconds, what do we need to do? I don't know. Not give up a whatever with 13 seconds left. Like, don't play prevent defense. This is the most concrete, like, okay, we need a guy on the front end here who's going to wreak havoc and just obliterate the quarterback.
And it's not even just about, like, that player in itself. It is the secondary benefits that happen. You have right. A very good interior pass rusher in Ed Oliver. He is a guy that defenses have to key on. If you do not have a pass rusher that can flood a player back into the pocket and do it effectively, Ed Oliver's going to get that double team. And he's not going to be able to create havoc from the inside because the edge rushers are not getting home. And there's a difference between chasing them out of the pocket versus making them have to crash back into it or step up. And I think that's what you saw in that Philadelphia game, where that is what you need, is a player that can really create the bend and get that pass rush done for you in a multitude of ways. That's why you need someone established at this point because, like I said, the Bills are not in a place where they can wait. They are not in a place where they can just go ahead and draft a defensive line over the course of years. They're not going to get a Jalen Carter to drop to them at 9 because they're not picking at 9.
Right.
You probably need to use your first round pick this year on an investment of a player that is established. Especially when you have players that are looking to leave franchises. Particularly within the AFC North, with Garrett in Cleveland and Hendrickson in Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
Those are guys that have been doing this consistently now over the past few years, with varying degrees of success year by year, but both of them, I would comfortably say, are in the top 15 of pass rushers around the National Football League.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For me, Garrett makes the most sense cap-wise. And now there's even reports that he would restructure a deal to make a trade happen and make a trade easier for Cleveland to be able to put through. That sounds great to me.
I'd sign up for that right now. Give me a pen and paper, Sharpie even, on the back of the board. I'd sign up for that right now.
Exactly. So it's one of these things where I've never felt more convinced of something in my life than after watching a football game than this. They do need that star pass rusher. Job's not done yet, though. You got to probably boost your secondary. You definitely need to go ahead and find a way to upgrade at corner, at safety, especially if you're going to be running more man defense coverages. You need a personnel that can do both of these things a lot more comfortably. You need a safety that isn't a box safety. You need a guy who could be rangy, playmaking type of player. So there's still a lot of work to be done on the defensive side of the football.
Well, did you see quick here? Mm-hmm. The Dolphins did release Kendall Fuller yesterday. Cornerback?
Yeah. Yeah.
Might be a cheap veteran piece. I don't know. Thinking that way.
Yeah, maybe. But also, yeah, Miami's defense, that's the way to solve it.
Right, yeah. No, I was,
pieces
you know,
from the Miami defense. I like that.
Spitballing, you know, but.
So, for me, yeah, the job is, there's a lot to do. There's a lot of work to do with this Bills team, and there may also now be an interesting pothole developing when it comes to the road to get back to the AFC Championship game, and if not further. And we'll talk about that pothole coming up here on the other side. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly. This is Sports Talk Saturday here on WGR.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Four-man rush. Pressure again. Mahomes in trouble. Abu, the home, sacked again. Third of the day for Philadelphia.
Man, what's that like? Sacking Chiefs quarterback, having a team that sacks the Chiefs quarterback. It'd be really cool.
I already wrote a letter to Santa. Little early, I know, but have to get that one out there.
Look, man, we might not see Santa, but I've got great news for you, Joe. We'll at least see Ryan Hasenauer next week. As Joe Kelly and I, next week on Saturday, February 22nd, we will be broadcasting Sports Talk Saturday live from the Legends Stars Winter 2025 Expo down at Batavia Downs. The Expo being back on Saturday the 22nd and as well as Sunday the 23rd with over 70 vendor tables buying and selling sports cards, signed memorabilia, and 15 guests signing autographs and taking photos. Joe and I will be there broadcasting live next week, so you better be ready there, kiddo, because it would be really weird to have to do that as some sort of like split broadcast, like me at Harbor Center last year.
Yeah, no, that hopefully it won't have to happen, you know. So I'm hoping to be feeling better by then.
But, yes.
No, I'm gonna have to like totally lock my wallet in the car because I will go bankrupt at that.
Joe,
I'm not even kidding.
We're going to be working. It's fine. And if you try to venture off, if you try to venture off, I will just have to put you in a full Nelson or something. That'll stop you. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
we'll have some way to keep you and your money safe.
Just tape me to the chair. Did you see that happen on a plane?
What?
Yeah, someone got out of line and they got duct taped to the chair by the flight attendant. You got to do that to me. That's how you keep me in check.
Duct tape does never fail.
No, it fixes everything.
That said, if we're given wheelie chairs, it doesn't succeed to the maximum success, though.
Oh, the wheelie chairs.
Yeah, you could
totally
just
right.
Roll your way over.
Yeah. The headsets aren't wireless, though. I'd lose connection after a little bit, you know?
Yes, you'd have it just like slide off of your head.
Before or after, maybe I'll have to peruse around a little bit.
That might be where I have to police you.
We might have to go together because I'm gonna see some weird signed memorabilia.
I was imagining we would carpool.
Well, I would hope so.
I would hope so.
I don't want to waste gas. You know?
Yeah, exactly. We'd have to come here to get the equipment anyway.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway, next week Saturday, the Legends and Stars Winter 2025 Expo at Batavia Downs. Joe and I will be broadcasting live for Sports Talk Saturday with your same time at 11 to 2. So come join us there and say hi. And that's the added benefit. You're going there for the cards, the memorabilia, the signings, the guests. We're the extras in this, but you can pop over and say hi.
Yes, the cherry on top, if you will.
I don't know about that. We're the after dinner mint. Some people like it, some don't bother.
Oh yes. What a good oh, I like that. Is it the chocolate after dinner mint?
Maybe. I don't know.
We'll have to put a poll out. What do you think we are? The after dinner mint or the chocolate after dinner mint? Let's see what everyone thinks.
We'll see about that one. But I just wanted to make that announcement there as that'll be fun to go out to the Batavia Downs and be broadcasting live from location for that. Joe, the Bills have themselves a lot of pieces they have to keep in place.
Oh, yeah.
And also to add in place for years to come. As they're still obviously chasing the Chiefs, as everyone else is in the AFC, as annoying as that is. Though an interesting little speed bump, pothole, whatever obstruction you want to call it, has emerged. And it comes from James Cook, in a sense.
On an Instagram Live.
On an Instagram Live post where he essentially is asking for a relatively neat pay increase.
Relatively?
I'm trying to be nice here because I love watching James Cook on a weekly basis, and I do not want to put the man down. Which, first of all, if you're doing that, calm down a little bit. If you're doing that on social media, calm down. Because players should be within their rights to ask for money.
It is the business at the end of the day.
Because you know? If I go to my boss and I ask for a raise, but then I get mad at James Cook for having the audacity to do the same, that's being a hypocrite. I do not want to be that. And I'm trying to help. And like that's my advisory to other people is if you've ever asked for a raise in your life, don't get mad. That's what I would say.
100% agree. Because it's his job at the end of the day. You know, like that's just what it is. Do I think $15 million is a little bit too much? Yes. But I think he does deserve a little bit of a bump, especially after the production jump he made.
Now, the number itself is interesting to me because at $15 million per season, he would be above every running back except for Christian McCaffrey on a yearly cap hit. And I would imagine the 49ers are going to get themselves out of that contract at some point. Somehow.
Yeah, especially if the injuries keep happening.
That's where it's a bit of a rich ask. That might be the type of after-dinner mint, by the way, like a rich chocolate. But it's a rich ask of $15 million per. And sometimes when you hit free agency, it is about timing. Is there going to be a running back resurgence with contracts? I don't know. Can the Bills afford James Cook at $15 million? I doubt it.
Yeah, I'm saying no.
And it's tough. I doubt that they can afford it. Not that I wouldn't want him. If the cap space was available, I wouldn't mind giving that to James Cook. He's one of the better players on this team. He's very consistent. Has a home run capability that we haven't seen from the Bills' backfield in a very long time. Probably since pre-Josh Allen, when they had LeSean McCoy. And that's McCoy's later stages of his career. But he was still always a threat to pop one off. James Cook has that ability. And this year, he showed it. There were a lot of games where he would swing the tides of momentum or just help them with a timely score just by carrying the ball out, big play style, 40-plus yards, get to the end zone. Drive is done, and the Bills have points, and we're back in this thing. Or it's, hey, they got to wake up. There's a big James Cook run. They've woken up. So, the last touchdown that he scored against the Chiefs, Space Jam slams that thing home on a fourth down at the goal line, where we were seeing the Bills struggle with the quarterback sneaks. What do? They give it to Cook on the outside, and he brings it home. So I will not disparage James Cook for looking for that money. I'm just worried that the Bills will not be able to find a way to make it fit. Which leads me to say, if that's how it's going to be approached, I am genuinely going to miss having James Cook on this football team.
Oh, yeah. I would, too. I think he's been a great asset to this rendition of the Bills in Joe Brady's offense, right? Joe Brady really allowed him to excel where he was not under Ken Dorsey, and the whole team wasn't under Ken Dorsey, let's just be honest.
Right.
And, you know, he has upped his value. It's unfortunate, but it is the business at the end of the day. If they can't hang on to him, they need to come up with a plan B, and that's just how that's going to be. He's going to go somewhere, make that money. Some team who's looking for a running back one is going to pay him, you know, who's able to.
Exactly.
So just that's unfortunately the way the cookie crumbles in this instance. But it would stink to lose him, but if it's $15 million, the Bills, I don't see a way they can do it.
Yeah, and it's more about feasibility for me than it is anything about wanting him around. You want the Bills to have and retain their talent. If he's going to ask for $15 million and there's going to be like holdout issues or like that number doesn't lower at all, I know it's going to be tough for them to keep him because they're not going to be able to afford that because they have Allen on the big boy quarterback contract. They need to fill plenty of other positions here. I think they need to add a veteran pass rusher. That raises the cap. And you need that cap space dedicated to that because a top-tier pass rusher is one of the true impact players. Not that running back can't be, because James Cook has shown that. But
when it comes to long-term viability, that is exactly the type of play that you need, is a guy that can get to a quarterback and create chaos.
Right. Agreed.
Like, it hurts me to say it.
It hurts, but also at the same time, it feels it's right, because that's what needs to happen, you know?
And if the Bills cannot afford him, they cannot afford him.
Yeah.
But I will continue to enjoy James Cook. Hopefully, through the rest of his contract through 2025.
Yeah. Do you think he sits out at all?
I don't, because I think that we've seen what happened at this point with several running backs where it does not end well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because a running back shelf life is so short. But the thing is that you should want that long-term stability. And if you know a team's not going to give it to you, you at least try to ask out so that you can find a team that will. Or can, even. It's not even that the Buffalo Bills wouldn't. It's that they can't.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, we were talking last week about Amari Cooper at $20 million being an absolute no. $15 million's too much.
Yeah, it's a lot. And with Cook, it's the same thing. Of like, can I get you to 11 or 12? And would you be okay with that? And if that's the case, the Bills might be able to work with that for a couple of years. Like, you know, say a three-year contract with that kind of money per year of like $12 million. I feel like they might be able to find a workaround. Especially if you're going to focus on, you know, if you want to reload the wide receiver core, or at least keep replenishing it, you do it through the draft, which means lower cap hits there, and you'd be able to get your fix from that position. You got to figure out what you're doing with the tight ends with Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid. The Knox contract is heavy.
Yeah, it is.
That said, Kincaid has not adequately replaced what was expected.
Nope. And I know it was a year of injury, right? So I'm not going to be so quick to jump on that. But this season, he's got to pop a little bit.
The numbers just weren't there this past year, and that's. And I think a lot of that has to do with heavy expectations, but at the same time, you do want to see a little bit more there. But yeah, it's one of these things, Joe, where Cook being what he is and the impact that he's had for this team over the past few years, it's going to be a tough scenario to watch back and forth.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I have a feeling that the team will not look at a player who is, over the past 2 years, averaging about 65 yards per game rushing and think that I need to bring that to $15 million per year.
Right, right.
Like, that's
it's not Derrick Henry.
That is the numbers standpoint of this. It's tough.
And it's a tough pill to swallow, you're right, but that's an amazing point. The numbers, if you look at it, he's not putting up Derrick Henry numbers. He's not doing Saquon Barkley numbers, right? That contract would be more than Saquon Barkley, who just won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Like, that's outrageous. In my opinion, that's outrageous. And it's I get it. You're trying to value the running back position, which I think it should be more valued. I'm an advocate for that. Running backs have an unprecedented effect on your
they
team.
They have
good
a brutal life nowadays where it's,
they do. They're undervalued.
They are. It's undervalued for what they can bring to you.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know that your team cannot change the business practice.
Yeah.
That's where that's where humanity within sports, you got to check yourself of, yeah, it stinks because this is what's going on.
Sure, I'm sure Brandon Bean would love to give James Cook $15 million. Can't happen.
If he could afford it, he would think about it. But even 15 is an overvaluing of the position. And that is the real issue here. All right, we got to head a break. When we come back, we know the time-honored tradition of the Booty Cheek of the Week. But then after that, we have to talk some Bandits, Joe, because this is a team that refuses to lose.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it has become genuinely fascinating. I will get help from you and our Bandits correspondent, of Trevor Hauer.
The aficionado, if you will.
The aficionado, if we will, of the Bandits beat here for us as well. Trevor will join us at noon here. As Sports Talk Saturday rolls on, Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, this is WGR. Oh, this one, I've never felt like I could go into a segment more unprepared than this one and still have the answer for the Booty Cheek of the Week.
See, I have no answer. So this might be all you this week.
No, I've got great...
I
got great news. And it's this. Well, for one, Trevor Hauer has joined us.
Hello, all.
Sneaking in a little early here.
What's up, Joe?
The Booty Cheek of the Week for me is, and agree or disagree, anyone, it's every one of us that said, oh, I'm not watching this game for the Super Bowl.
Oh,
everyone
yeah.
that said it. And I did. I hated the idea of having to watch this game, and I still did. And I knew that at the end of the day I would have to. But
well,
all
how could
that
you not watch
but the all, big game.
But all that bluster and all of that anger that everyone had about this matchup between the Chiefs and the Eagles, the people that said, oh, I'm not going to watch it, then it took the right circumstance. The Chiefs getting the bricks beaten off of them. And everyone comes back. Because the peak watching moment was midway through the second quarter. And the Super Bowl once again had record viewing.
Yeah.
Not to mention Kendrick Lamar's halftime show.
Say Drake.
All right, we're done here. but it's to everyone that said it, and actually, like, for those that actually meant it, you lied. It's okay.
Yeah, the boycott was never real. It was a facade.
I lied. I didn't even. I can't even say like I was wrong. I lied. I said I was not going to watch it and that I didn't want to watch it. One of those things was true. I didn't want to watch it, but I had to.
See, I found myself running behind, right, to where I needed to be, to the Super Bowl gathering. Got there just as the first quarter began after kickoff, and I was, like, rushing into the house to see what happened. I'm like, well, that's it. That's it. I guess I'm watching. So
yep.
That was that. And then it was just the Eagles beating the brakes off the Chiefs the whole time. So give me that. I would have taken that any day.
It's great. But again, it's not surprising to me where the peak time was for watching the game, but we're all liars.
It always seems to be the Eagles, too. Have you noticed that? Nick Foles knocks out the Patriots.
They are.
Jalen Hurts takes down Mahomes after the first.
After failing the first time and looking great doing
personally.
It.
He took that personally.
And he looked
great.
Yeah,
just smacked him in the mouth.
And it was the Eagles, right, that lost to the Patriots, got their revenge,
yes.
then lost to Kansas City, and got their revenge.
Yep, oh, it's always the Eagles. It's always the Eagles with
they're
the
dynasty. Really good at they're really good at the vengeance arc.
The second chance with the Eagles. It's huge.
It's Rocky. It's Rocky. Rocky lost the first fight to Apollo Creed, then he wins the second one.
All right, well, good
lost
job,
the
Phil.
First fight to Clubber Lang.
All right, Philly.
That's true.
Philly is just a revenge story. It's not an underdog story. It's a revenge story. Philly is a revenge city. You need revenge, go to Philly.
That's right.
All right. Speaking of revenge, the Bandits don't need any of that because they're at the top of the league. And we'll talk more about that team coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.